I've been given a really, really good topic for this evening's Devo. And when Mike asked me to do this, I told him, I don't know if Mike remembers this or not, but I told him that you sure you don't want me to make a whole class out of this? Because you could really go on and on and on, but we won't do that. I realize we have about a 7 to 10 minute time frame. But the topic for this is the beauty of God giving the increase. And I got to thinking about that. And of course, this comes to us from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 4 through 9. Read in that scripture with me. For when one says, I'm of Paul, and another, I'm of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos? But ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one. I planted, Apollos watered. Now listen, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he who plants is anything, but nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Are you ready for that? Twice in what we recognize as verses in a row. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor, for we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. You know, when I stop and think about this for just a moment, I'm going to suggest to you that in no way was Paul being boastful when he talked about, well, Paul, you know, I'm Paul and I'm the one who planted. He wasn't being boastful at all. In fact, I think, you know, as you look at the whole picture, I think he understood a basic principle that we find. And if you turn back to your Bibles to Luke chapter 17, in verse 10, there Jesus telling his own disciples, Luke 17, verse 10. He says, so likewise, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do. Paul understood that. He understood that concept. In fact, Paul makes it clear that we all have our role to play in the work of the church in saving lost souls. You go over to passages like 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I'll tell you for simplicity's sake, verses 7 through 27, but you could read that whole chapter, and he talks about that kind of thing. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and following, he talks about that kind of thing. We all have our role to play. But in reality, what is he saying here? It's God who ultimately gives the increase. Apollos, we learn, watered, but God gave the increase. Paul planted, but God gave the increase. And I've always liked verse 9 because he point blank tells us there, we are God's fellow workers. We join with God in this. But then I want two real quick points. The beauty of God giving the increase is that he is the author of increase. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, simply put, God knows what he's doing. You know, I can make a mess of things sometimes and have done it before. When it comes to the increase, God's not going to make a mess of something. When it comes to increasing, it's always going to be right. Turn in your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Isaiah, chapter 55. Isaiah 55. And I've always liked this particular passage simply because it tells us a couple of great things. Number one, it takes us from the physical, but it also takes us to a spiritual perspective. Isaiah 55, 10 through 11. Here it says, through Isaiah, God says, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, they do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. It shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Neither the rain nor the snow that comes down out of our clouds comes down and like hits the ground and immediately is evaporated back up, is it? No, it comes down and it saturates the earth. And we're so appreciative when we get those good rains, because we understand what it does for us. It nourishes the earth, and as Isaiah would say, from a physical perspective, what happens? It brings forth seed for future crops to be planted, and it produces the bread for us to eat today. So it nourishes the earth for future plant life as well as feeding mankind. But from a spiritual perspective, we see verse 11. My word, so shall my... In the same way, he says, my word goes forth from my mouth, and it does not return to me void. It accomplishes exactly what I intended it to do. It prospers in the thing that I sent it for. So when you stop and think about this for just a moment, we realize very quickly that God understands what he's doing from a physical perspective as well as from a spiritual perspective. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Acts chapter 14. Very quickly, Acts chapter 14, verse 17. Notice what we learn there. Nevertheless, he, that is God, did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. So guess what? God takes care of things. He knows what he's doing. When it comes to increasing, he knows what he's doing. Number two and final thought. It takes this burden and concern off of us. Once again, I made the comment, sometimes if we try to take on too much, if we try to, if you will, let me use this terminology, get out of our lane and try to do what God is supposed to be doing, we don't usually have good outcome. It usually turns bad on us. We've all heard the expression, give it to God. Well, there's a certain amount of truth to that. Give it over to God. Let him be the one to take care of things. Let him be the one to give the increase. Just do what God says in the way that God says to do it. And I've always thought about 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. When we speak, we're to speak as the oracles of God. Say what God said to say in the way that God said to do it. And it will always, always work out for us. God does the saving. He does the adding. He knows what he's doing. It takes that burden off of me. I have a job to do. I have a job that says go out and preach and teach the gospel. I have a job to do that says take the gospel message out. What somebody does with it is not my responsibility. That's up to them. What somebody does or does not do with the truth doesn't rely on me. I just need to present it and let God take care of it from there. It takes that burden off of me. What a blessing it is to realize that we have a God that understands what increase means and how to accomplish that. What it means to give our job to us, because we are what? We are his fellow workers. We're joint companions in this. And he'll take care of the rest. If there's anyone here who's in need of obeying the gospel of Christ, if there's anyone here who's never put their Lord and Savior on in baptism, to rise up and walk in newness of life, okay? If you've never done that, if you've never heard, believed, repented, confessed, and been baptized to have those sins washed away, Acts 22 and verse 16, what a better time than right now to obey the gospel. You won't find a better time in your life. Maybe it is the case that you're a child of God and you have obeyed the gospel, but you've kind of let things slip and you kind of slid away from God's will for you. And you've kind of maybe taken too much on yourself and not allowed God to take care of things that are His responsibility. And you need to come back to Him. Why don't you do that right now as well as we stand, as we sing this song?